This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 204, recorded Monday, June 16th, 2014, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast. Once again with Kazoo.
Because Kazoo is what makes us happy.
Is it? I just thought it was because I still haven't mastered the harmonica.
Does the Kazoo make you happy?
Sometimes.
Well, if the Kazoo makes you happy, then the Kazoo makes me happy.
Well, I thought it was because you didn't want to hear any more of my singing.
Well, that also makes me happy.
What, not hearing any more of my singing?
Okay.
I'm so flattered.
You shouldn't be. I mean, I have horrible taste in music, man. It's okay, really.
Okay.
You know what I was listening to right before you called me?
What?
9 p.m. by ATB, ATB Plus. And right before that, it was Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Okay, well, I'm a fan of somewhat classic music. Not classical, you know, oldies.
Dude, Marky Mark is, like, classic.
What year would that be?
I don't know, early 80s?
Too late for me.
Marky Mark. That keyboard you got is so loud.
You realize now I'm just going to type louder. But I like it.
Oh, whoa, no. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch was not 80s. It was early 90s.
Too late for me. Anyway, so I like some earlier things. For example, I went and did a musical number for my father in honor of Father's Day.
Okay, so if you like earlier music, you know, I did end up, by some chance, listening to some Gilbert and Sullivan today.
Oh, which performance of Gilbert and Sullivan?
What? The Alone Now?
No, which particular operetta were you listening to?
I don't know. It was YouTube, so it was a snippet.
Okay, well, I never claimed to necessarily be, let's see, Alone Now. What was I trying to think? See, the wonder of the internet, you can search anything.
I know, Alone Again. I'm sorry, Alone Again.
Alone Again?
Yes.
That was Gilbert O'Sullivan. Not Gilbert
and Gilbert Sullivan. Gilbert O'Sullivan, Gilbert and Sullivan. What's the difference?
Gilbert and Sullivan would be 19th century. Gilbert O'Sullivan would be 20th century. So 100 years.
Oh, well, you know, in the grand scheme of things. Okay, so I wasn't listening to Gilbert and Sullivan.
No,
I was listening to Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yeah, Gilbert and Sullivan would be, you know, operetta, like the predecessor to the modern musical. You know, like, I am a very model of a modern major general. I have information, vegetable, animal, mineral. I go to the kings of England and I quote the first historical. From Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted to with matters mathematical. I understand equations, both the simple and quadratical. About my binomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. I can keep going, but I'm not going to.
Wow, dude, that was, like, super impressive.
Impressive is the fact that I can do the rest of the song. I just have a good memory for odd musical lyrics.
Okay, and you don't want to know what's sad?
What?
Is that is not the song that I was looking for when I found it.
What, Alone Again, Naturally?
That one. Yeah, that was not what I was looking for. I was looking for the song that Donkey sings in Shrek when he's talking about All Alone Again, or I'm Alone, or whatever it is.
I haven't seen that movie, and I think I saw parts of it, but it kept being out of order. I don't know why.
Oh, because I'm all alone. There's no one here beside me. My problems all have gone.
I'm not recognizing.
There's no one to deride me. But you gotta have friends.
I'm not recognizing it.
Immediately followed by Shrek yelling, "Shut up!"
Again, I really should re-watch that movie because I don't think I saw it in its entirety. It's one of those things you catch occasional parts of on television, but you always forget to actually watch the thing from beginning to end.
Man, it's hilarious.
Well, I was in Shrek 4D at Universal Studios.
Mm.
I don't understand why it's 4D, but you know, things happen. I guess they were upgrading their 3D.
See, I find 3D to be, shall we say, disingenuous. Because what? All movies are three-dimensional.
Well, no, all movies are two-dimensional. Three-dimensional movies essentially show differing images to both eyes so that you can perceive depth.
I think those movies are four-dimensional. Your standard movie has three dimensions.
What are the
three? Height, width, and duration, time.
Okay.
And your 4D movies have height, width, depth, and duration.
Okay. But usually the fourth dimension is considered to be space-time.
I'll just go with time, but yes.
Oh, no, that's usually considered an oversimplification.
Okay, well, I can oversimplify. We're talking about Hollywood anyway.
Okay. Well, let us hop back into our time machine. You have one, right?
Yeah, I'm in it right now. Okay. Unfortunately, it only goes forward.
Okay, well, you should work on that reverse time machine.
Yeah.
There's some interesting things that happened this week.
Oh, we're going to go into the news. Is that what you're saying?
One would hope.
All right.
Yes. Expedia apparently is taking Bitcoin. So your next vacation, Jerry, you can pay in Bitcoin.
Yay!
Are you going somewhere that might require Bitcoin?
I am going to go somewhere in July that I could pay for with Bitcoin, but I'm not gonna.
Okay. Just asking.
You know, true story. Okay, you know Goldman Sachs, right?
I've heard of them, yes.
Well, one of their job entries,
yeah,
our job openings, as part of the application process, you have to write an essay researching whether and how Goldman Sachs should integrate Bitcoin into their services. I just found that interesting.
It is. How about the U.S. Appeals Court? Do you find them interesting?
Not so much. They're boring.
Well, they ruled the police must have a warrant to track your cell phone location. But that's one U.S. Appeals Court, so not everybody is going to say that they hold by that.
How is there more than... it's a U.S. district thing?
Yeah. So
it would have to be the Supreme Court for it to be nationwide.
Well, there's admittedly Congress. You know, they make laws. The Supreme Court can just say that something's illegal.
Congress, right, but we're talking about case law.
Yeah, so basically the appeals court would affect that particular region, and obviously other regions could choose to hold by that. However, it's not necessarily consistent.
Right, but it does set a precedent which allows it to be defended in other districts later.
Yes.
Which is cool.
At a lower level.
Yeah, because no judge likes to be overruled.
Yeah, I like to bring up the occasional legal case about what you can do with your cell phone and what the government can do with your cell phone. I find it relevant. Completely irrelevant to this podcast, author and illustrator of Spot the Dog, Eric Hill, has passed at age 86. I'm just sad about that. Did you read Spot the Dog?
Is that C-Spot Run?
That would be, that's the one with the little pull-out thing, so yes. So remember, you would pull out the little tabs and the dog would do something?
No.
Oh, okay. I think you may be
thinking. Sometimes I think you and I just grew up in like different centuries.
That's quite possible. Not likely, but possible. We're not that.
Well, you know, you're in your time machine that works.
Yeah. You know, what happened was I grew up in a simpler time, and I moved here to the future.
Ah.
Yeah. Speaking of the past, P.F. Chang's is bringing back manual credit card imprinting and dial-up card readers.
Wow. Okay, so who's P.F. Chang's?
They're a chain of restaurants. I've never patronized them.
China Bistros.
That's why I've never patronized them. I don't know. Okay. I do not like Asian cuisine. I know a lot of people do, but the flavoring does not appeal to me.
By and large, for Americans, the less authentic, the better. Because, you know, I've been to China. I've been to Korea. I've been to, did I say Japan?
No.
China, Japan, Korea, Philippines.
Yeah, so.
I've been to those places. I've had authentic food. The food here is very different from the food there. The food we serve here, or the food that they serve there, would not be appreciated here.
Well, for me, and I do understand that because of some of the stuff I've read, I have not had the pleasure of visiting any of the places on your list. But for me, I just don't like certain styles of spicing.
Oh.
Well, we all have our things. So I like other things. I like Italian, not like Chinese. But Japanese, also not like Italian. I like Polish. Anyway.
Italian food, real Italian food, is also very different from here.
Yeah. Remember, I went to Italy.
Yep. Corn on the pizza. Who'd have thunk it?
I don't know. I'm still trying to get over Ireland and the corn and the tuna fish.
Oh, that rocks.
You like corn and tuna fish?
Yeah. Corn, pickles, onions.
No, pickles and onions I get. It's corn and tuna.
Sure. It gives a little crunch to it.
That's what, not, that's what celery crunch, is for. But
yeah, you could do celery.
No, I find sweet corn contrasts with the taste of the tuna. But that's
could be worse. Could be creamed corn.
I don't know. I didn't visit Ireland for long enough to find out if anybody used cream corn. I just bought a tuna fish sandwich somewhere. Where was I? I was somewhere. Anyway, corn in Ireland aside, Comcast apparently agreed to refund a woman for 13 years of service.
Now, bear in mind, that's not 13 years of service for internet and cable. That's 13 years of service for an alarm service.
No, you're thinking of the people who paid for 7 years for an alarm that Comcast never turned on. This is a woman who paid for 13 years of service that Comcast never provided for television when she was not contracted with them to provide that service.
And yet she paid the bill.
Yes, apparently her condo had switched from Comcast to Charter, and she had not been made aware of this. However, Comcast, even though they were no longer serving the building, continued to send her a bill, and she continued to pay it for 13 years.
And I'm kind of surprised at how little that it was. It was like $4,500, right?
It was $29 a month for 13 years.
See, if it was my bill, that would have been just shy of $21,000 have to refund me.
Well, 13 years. Yeah, $4,524. But the thing is, if you might not have gotten into the situation.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to pay a $134 bill every month without knowing. Yeah.
Well, no, she got television, so she paid her TV bill. However, she wasn't aware that her condo was providing free television. But you'd think that somebody would notice that somebody was being billed for service that was not being provided by the company. But she never had to call them to complain. You know why?
Because she got better service from
Charter
than she would have gotten from Comcast?
No, I'm guessing it never broke. If it never broke, why would you have to call them? But I don't know. I just find it interesting. It actually took the local news outlet. When she pointed out that she had been paying for 13 years for service, that they had kept billing her and she kept paying, they agreed to refund her for 6 months. So essentially, they'd been taking her money under false pretenses, and it took apparently the embarrassment of the media in order to get them to do what they should have done in the first place, which is not charge her.
Right, but as far as Comcast is concerned, they were providing a signal to an endpoint, right? And the lady never called in and said, can y'all stop that? So because I don't think Comcast is at fault for charging her for 13 years if she never called them up and said, yo, dudes, stop.
But she didn't know she had to because her service never stopped working.
Okay, I'm not arguing whether she is or is not at fault. I'm saying Comcast is not at fault for sending her a bill for 13 years.
Partially yes, partially no.
How? What, huh?
Again, they're saying that they provided service to an endpoint.
Yeah.
Now, during the course of this time, Comcast would have transitioned to digital, which means they would have sent her a letter about transitioning to a digital box, which would have given her a reason to call them.
And, okay.
So, nobody realized that they were not actually providing service to her address? Apparently, it took 13 years.
Maybe they sent her a box. Maybe she didn't need a box. Maybe.
Who knows?
I don't know. But they held up their end of the bargain. And they never got told to stop holding up their end of the bargain.
Because nobody realized that they weren't actually doing anything.
Now, I know if I called Comcast and said, you know what? You've been charging me $135 for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I want all that money back. They'd look at me like I was nuts. Of course, they have records saying that I've actually been using the service, you know, bandwidth and such. But
again,
I would say refunding all $4,500
They weren't responsible for infrastructure.
I would say unfair.
Okay, well, we'll see. Why don't we change the subject?
I mean, it makes for a funny story. I'm not arguing that.
Well, I, you know, I would like to be the person who occasionally succeeded in my fight against the big corporation to give me my money for services that they did not render. So it is a feel-good.
But they did render them. She just didn't use them.
How could she use them? Her building wired as a condo, which means that she couldn't have an alternative provider. Therefore, they couldn't have provided service to the building because they no longer had access to the line. Charter handled the line.
I know when I was in Beaufort, South Carolina, I actually had two cable runs coming to my house. One from the local cable provider, which I forget their name, and one from the big box company. I forget who it was, Cox, Comcast.
But were you in a condo? See, no. Apartment buildings and condos usually negotiate group agreements.
But if she was receiving a bill, then at that time, they had not.
Well, we don't know all of the details.
I'm just saying just because the cable didn't go anywhere, it did not mean that Comcast was not providing a signal to that cable. Whether nobody plugged it into anything or it didn't actually go into her house.
Okay, how about this? I go outside and I shut off my water main. And I get billed for 500 gallons of water when the water main was shut off. I seem to have silenced you, Jerry.
No, I'm waiting for the rest of the story.
No, that's it. Am I wrong or right? If I ask for my money back for the 500 gallons that I'm being billed for, or I'm asking for the bill to be struck because I shut my water meter off, you know, pulled the water main and went to another state and no water was used.
That would be a misbilling because there's a little meter on there that measures the water go by. And if you shut the valve off, then no water should go by, right?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay. Now, what if you shut the water main off, but you didn't tell the water company that you were doing that?
Why do I have
and
to
you've
tell
got them? A bill for 0 gallons. Now, part of the bill is not just usage. It's also, you know, there's other crap in there.
Yeah.
So if you didn't call them and say, shut off my water bill, and you just shut off the valve. So you got a bill for 0 gallons, which was like, you know, 10 or 15 bucks.
No, that I'd accept. That's for...
Oh, that's the exact same thing.
No.
She stopped using their service, but didn't tell them she stopped using their service.
They didn't tell her that she stopped using their service.
How do they know? They just provided... What? It's not like internet where they have a meter that measures how much signal goes through. They know they're providing a signal on one end of the cable. They expect it to come out the other end of the cable.
Okay.
If it doesn't come out the other end of the cable, they expect the user to call up and go, yo, the cable's broke. So if the user doesn't call in and say, my stuff's broke or stop calling me, then it is a reasonable assumption to say it's working.
Well, you're forgetting,
would you disagree with that?
You're forgetting the other part of it.
Cheers.
Where the cable company comes out and shuts off your service, even though you're a paying customer for days and waits for you to call them to schedule an appointment that may happen within 1 to 2 weeks so that they can turn your service back on.
Did I miss that part of the article?
No, that's what happened to me last month, remember?
We're not talking about you.
I thought we were always talking about me. I'm here.
No, we're talking about this lady that got a $4,500 refund when, in my opinion, she shouldn't have. But I'm glad she did.
Okay.
Because, as she says, they're rich and she's poor, so that means that they get to subsidize her lack of attention.
You're picking on a poor old woman.
I'm trying to be fair.
Okay. Why don't we talk about cups?
Okay. Have you seen this $100 cup?
$200 cup. $100 is the pre-order price. Normal retail
price. Yeah, well, it's a it's still in pre-order, right? And it's, yeah, pre-order via Kickstarter, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's been
seven. Think this is actually going to work?
Well, it's been 7 years in the making. They've been working very hard. So the question I have to ask you, do you want a cup that when you pour something into it, it tells you what's in it? If you poured it in, don't you know what's in it?
Well, wouldn't it be nice if the cup said something like roofie, if somebody put something else in it?
I could do that with a couple of test strips and save myself $100.
Yes, but you don't do that with every drink. If this was the cup that you carried around and put all your drinks in,
but do you need a smart cup?
You know, I don't need one, but I sure wouldn't mind one, especially with the thing where it keeps track of the calories of all that you consume all day. Because is it this advertisement for this that was saying that like 60% of your daily calories tend to come from beverages?
Well, let me ask you a question. You go to a restaurant and you hand them your vessel. By the way, that's vessel with a Y. And you say, could you fill this up with what's your beverage of choice at a restaurant?
Diet Coke.
Okay, could you fill us up with that, Cook? So you're going to let them take your $100 to $200 item away, fill it up with something and bring it back to you and trust it's going to come back?
Or they bring it to me a cup and I pour it into my vessel.
That's environmentally friendly.
They're going to bring it to me in a cup anyway.
Well, I don't quite get that. Every time I go to a restaurant, when they bring me a refill, they bring me another straw.
They don't me. You know why?
You tell them not to?
I tell them I don't want a straw. Geez, you're just like the lady that wanted Comcast to refund all her money.
No, I'm just saying, every time
people
I go somewhere...
People can't read minds.
No, I have a straw. They bring me another straw. Every time they refill the beverage, they think I want a fresh straw.
Okay.
What was wrong with my existing straw?
Did you tell them don't bring you another straw?
Yes, sometimes. Sometimes they forget. Every time I go into a restaurant, I order a... When I'm ordering a cola, I am ordering a diet cola, and I'm saying cola because different places have different brand names.
Sure.
With no ice and no lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get ice, sometimes I get lemon.
That's just your server not paying attention.
They never pay attention because they're so used to bringing soda with ice. So you tell them no ice and you end up with ice, and then they look at you as if you forgot to tell them.
I completely disagree because my wife doesn't like ice in her drinks, and she routinely orders water, no ice, no lemon. You know what she gets?
What?
Water. No ice, no lemon.
You
know what she does if she gets water with ice or lemon?
She gives it to you.
She says, excuse me, I asked for water with no ice, no lemon. And the lady takes the cup away and comes back with a cup with no ice, no water, or with no ice, no lemon.
You have much nicer service in Florida than I have in New York.
Okay.
I get you didn't tell me that. I've only been making the same order at the same restaurant for 20 years. It doesn't mean that I should actually be here.
Well, maybe you should pick a different restaurant.
But they know me there. Maybe that's why.
Apparently not.
Maybe that's... They know me. They apparently can't remember my order.
Anyway, I think this would be nice if it could differentiate between like a diet cola and a normal cola, or a caffeine-free Coke, or a diet Coke and a normal diet Coke. If it could differentiate between those, then yeah, it would be kind of nice when it...
I'll send you
I go
a dollar.
To a place that has like Pepsi or a yeah. Pepsi place instead of a... Coke place. To me, a diet Pepsi tastes like a normal Coke. So if my cup could tell me, yeah, this is actually diet Pepsi, a diet cola instead of a full calorie cola, I would appreciate that. So yeah, a cup that tells me what's in it, I would find useful.
Oh, this is disappointing.
Why?
Caffeine test strips are currently unavailable on Amazon. Maybe it's just that brand. Oh, here we are. True Test Test Strips. No, that's blood glucose. Glucose. I wanted a caffeine test strip for you so you could tell whether or not it's caffeinated. Apparently they're out of stock. Sorry.
I don't particularly care if it has caffeine in it.
Oh, you want a glucose test strip? That's easy.
No.
People use those all the time. That's Anyway, moving along. Ford and Heinz are going to make car parts from tomatoes.
That's funny.
Not much to say on that. What's funny?
It's just Ford and Heinz. You know, if ever you imagined a synergistic union, would you have imagined Ford and Heinz?
Well, you know, Ford, you know, got rid of a lot of its different model lines, and they moved to one. And, you know, Heinz still, you know, advertises 57 varieties, even though they still don't have, I don't think they have 57 anymore. What were they anyway? Can you name all 57 varieties of Heinz?
No.
Okay, I'll look them up later. The wire cutter has decided that the best USB card charger is a Scotch Revolt dual charger that can put out 4.8 amps.
Sweet!
I just noticed that and thought it was interesting, because that's a pretty good amperage for a charger.
For a car charger? Yeah. And it's nice because it's like one of those low-profile ones.
Yeah, I considered purchasing it, but right now I have one that works, so I didn't.
Holy, $20!
For 4.8? I get a kick out of the wire cutter. Have you ever looked at them?
No.
The whole idea is that they do reviews and decide what the best blank is. They have a sister site that does it for home goods. So mm-hmm. They do things like the best USB car charger, the best printer. Admittedly, they can't review everything, but it's nice that, you know, on the categories that they've done their research.
Hey, and look, they've got one for most comfortable ergonomic keyboard.
And what did they rule the most comfortable ergonomic keyboard?
The one that you convinced me to buy.
I thought it was some jerk who did that. You're telling me I'm some jerk?
What? No.
Didn't you say
no?
Didn't you say that, you know, you were very unhappy with that guy?
I said some jerk got me to buy a new keyboard. I didn't say that the jerk convinced me which keyboard to buy.
Oh, so I'm just the jerk who recommended a keyboard. I'm not the jerk who talked you into buying it.
No, you're the awesome dude that convinced me which was the best keyboard to buy. So thank you for that.
Okay, anytime. I do my research when I'm trying to buy an item. Although I did end up with a bad item today. I have a Moto G sitting here. It was on sale at Best Buy for $50. So I said, that would be nice. I'll get my father a new phone because he's on Verizon. Apparently, they won't let me activate this on his account. He has to use it for 6 months on a prepaid account before they will allow him, a customer in good standing, to use this phone. However, if I keep it sitting here on my desk and don't use it as a phone, I own it free and clear. Someone explain to me how that makes sense.
I don't know.
Either way, I have a phone that I can't use as a phone. Maybe I'll put some sort of VoIP service on it and call people. You know, I met a guy when I was attending an event who is apparently fairly well-known in his circles. He works in micro formats.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have a phone. He has an iPod Touch and a wireless hotspot. I just thought that was interesting.
Okay.
So isn't that interesting? He certainly could have a phone. His decision is that's what works for him. He has a mobile device that has no phone properties in it and a wireless hotspot to get internet wherever he is. Okay. I just thought it was interesting.
Okie dokie.
He's a character. Anyway, moving along, there was an interesting article. Dear Google, don't screw up Android.
I haven't read it, so summarize for me.
Basically, 4.4, in the conclusion of the author, would be the best version of Android yet in terms of comparison to previous versions. It fixed a lot of the issues. You know, if you keep looking the progression, it fixed a lot of the issues. It brought Android back to be able to be used on lower-end devices, which meant that you started getting new low-end devices that were using a modern edition of Android instead of using 2.3. A lot of devices were stuck back there because they couldn't support the 4.0s. And there's talk that there might be a new version of Android released at Google I.O. You know when Google I.O. is, right?
I know it. No, I know. I don't remember.
In about a week.
Oh, sweet.
You didn't know this?
I forget.
What's the exact date on that? Google I.O. is, let's see. It's a week from, 25th and 26th, which is next Wednesday and Thursday.
Yay!
Well, there may be a new version of Android announced, and the
author... Is it going to be Lollipop? Probably not, because if it was going to be Lollipop, they'd already have their Lollipop out, right?
Not necessarily. But, you know, then, you know, they could get that classic song called Lollipop out. Not a Cordettes fan, I guess. Anyway, but it could be something else with an L. Licorice. Who knows? Either way, it could just be another Kit Kat. Remember how there were multiple jelly beans?
Yes.
Maybe it'll just be a 4.5, not a 5.0. But hopefully they will continue the positive progression forward rather than some of the mistakes they made in the past. I still think Honeycomb was a mistake.
Sure, one which was quickly passed over.
Yeah, but it was still a mistake. I'm hoping they don't do anything like that again. Moving along, Google is streamlining Play Store permissions, and apparently now it does not display a permission change if it is in the same category. So them trying to make the permissions easier to understand has effectively made it that if you ask for one permission in a category and it's approved, then the other permissions can be requested later without notification to the user. Your thoughts, Jerry?
I don't like it.
Why?
I'm going to call it because it's... I'd like to know about these things, you know?
Well, again, you like the fact that it does not display it if it's in the same category? You like the fact that it does?
I want it to display all permission changes.
But it isn't. That's actually the problem.
That's why I said I don't like it.
Oh, I thought you said you liked it. I was confused.
No, no.
Okay, well, hopefully people will convince Google to either change that or offer a setting to change that. If somebody wants to accept category-based permissions, maybe they should be allowed to. But if you don't, then you should be able to say, I don't want this. I want to be told about every little change.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a setting.
Yeah.
Starbucks is offering PowerMat wireless charging.
That's dumb.
Pretty much. Have you ever used a Qi charger, Jer? I know you have a Qi-capable device.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I use to charge my phone every day.
Yeah, so you still have the Tilt?
I do. Works great.
Okay.
So far has not overheated my phone.
Okay. I'm glad.
Me too.
Google is integrating Calendar and Gmail and Google Now with inferred events. So it will try to suggest to you things that it thinks might be an event. that you might want to monitor. Maybe. There's a rumor that Google is prepping Google Fit for release via Play Services update in order to gather fitness data. I'm saying that this rumor is probably true. Everybody's jumping on the quantified self bandwagon. And remember, during the Nexus 5 announcement along with KitKat, didn't they announce the support for steps in Android?
If you've got a pedometer, right?
Well, no. The Nexus 5 actually does have something built in. Mm-hmm. It has a step counter.
Mm-hmm.
So
we've discussed this.
Yeah, I think I think one of the things that was announced was hardware support for things like that. So the next logical step is having an API for the gathering and storage of fitness data. So Google could be keeping track of how many steps you make instead of, right now, you could use certain apps, but there's no real organized API.
Interesting.
So basically anybody could build a hardware device that would count something of a fitness level, and it would be synced to whatever to the Google Cloud under your account. So Google will know how lazy you are. I don't know yet what they'll do with that information, but Google effectively will have access to how lazy or not so lazy you are. And I'm not necessarily paranoid about a big company knowing that I don't walk enough, but I'm curious to see what they do with the information either way. Hopefully add more value. And if you are a patron of Chili's, have you heard of Chili's, Jerry?
Yes. I haven't been in a long, long, long time, but yes.
And there's nothing I can eat there. I don't go to Chili's. But apparently Android is coming there as a replacement for menus, and other restaurants are jumping on the Android tablet menu bandwagon. So instead of reading a menu when you go in, they hand you your tablet and you get to scroll through the menu. I'm worried about this, Jerry.
Because it means you won't have a server?
No.
Or you won't have a waiter. You'll have a dude that just brings your food out, but otherwise you just click on the things you want.
Well, if I can click and tell somebody I want a refill on my beverage, I'm full in favor of that. I have this dream about a restaurant where, you know how when you go on a plane, there's a call button that lights up telling somebody discreetly that you would like their attention?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I'd like to go to a restaurant where I could do that because I'm tired of sitting there waiting for 20 minutes for somebody to pay attention to me because my waiter has disappeared and taken a siesta.
Dude, you gotta find better restaurants.
Not all the time. I'm just saying that sometimes the person serving you doesn't appear for long periods of time and you're trying to find them. And what are you supposed to do? Go to the other servers in the restaurant and say, have you seen that guy whose name I can't remember who served me? I should start writing down people's names when they were serving me, but that's a whole other my inability to remember names is a whole other conversation. I'm feeling crotchety today, I think.
Apparently.
I have my
mind. All right.
Well, I worked early today instead of late. Or actually, mm-hmm. Well, I'm usually mid on Mondays, but it changes your whole outlook when you work a different time zone.
Dude, understand.
Yeah, it broke up my entire day. Anyway, SwiftKey is now free.
Yeah.
And in order to thank all of us who gave them money, we get a theme pack. I don't really want a theme pack, but nice. I think it's nicer than some of the other apps that have decided to go free from being paid.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least they thanked the people who had supported them over the years by giving them by making a gesture, rather than saying, oh yes, we've made the app free for everybody. We're not even going to send a nice thank you to those who supported us early on. You know, like a letter. I would have settled for, thank you, we've decided that the paid model isn't working for us. We really do appreciate your business. At least SwiftKey said, we've decided to go free. The paid model isn't working for us. But anybody who purchased is getting a free theme pack. At least it shows that they care.
How about anybody who purchased got to use the keyboard up until now?
Well, I know we've had this conversation before in different contexts, and I agree with you on that one, on one level. It feels hurtful when a company doesn't thank you for your support after they've decided to give away what it is you've supported them on for free. I wasn't asking for a theme pack. I probably will not use any of the free themes I got on the theme pack. The fact is, it shows that they appreciate the fact that people paid for their work, just as we appreciated the opportunity to pay for the work because we thought it was worth it. Is that not a reciprocal relationship?
So I'm not sure what you're complaining about.
I'm not complaining. I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm cool. Saying I appreciate this compared to other companies that have just decided to go free and have not even bothered to thank the people who supported them. Yeah. They had a blog post.
I suspect that this is a preface to them getting bought. They are now looking for an exit.
I thought they were looking for licensing.
I'm going to say they're looking to get bought. And to do that, they need to increase their user base.
Okay. I have no idea. All I know is I appreciate being appreciated. And when I feel that an organization that I have patronized does not appreciate me as a customer, it hurts my feelings. And that doesn't have to be monetary appreciation, even a nice letter saying we appreciated all of those people who purchased, but this was just no longer the right move for us. That's fine with me. It's all about the respect.
Okay. I think they need to make money somehow. They got over 150 people that work for them. So, I mean, they got to pay those salaries somehow.
They have 150 employees?
Over.
Really? Yep. I didn't know that. No, that's pretty big. Good to know.
Yep.
Did not know they had that many. I probably read it somewhere. But, elsewhere, Facebook was updated, their app at least, with the ability to like offline. Yeah, because
that was just what I didn't really need.
But Jerry, haven't you ever been in a place and, you know, had no internet access and said, how will I like that latest thing on Facebook? Has anybody ever been in that situation?
I'm sure my daughter has.
Okay. Well, obviously, we're not the right demographic for this.
Nope.
I have used Facebook. I have liked things, but I can't say that I need the ability to like offline. Moving along, Google Maps has surpassed 1 billion downloads, joining the ranks of Gmail. It is nice to know that you can achieve such great things by being defaultly bundled with an operating system.
The tyranny of the default, according to Steve Gibson.
Well, either way, it's a good product. Just because there are plenty of default products that are horrible. At least Google Maps is a decent product. Although I did have some issues with some of their redesigns, confusing me, but that doesn't mean I didn't appreciate the effort.
Yeah, I pretty much concur with that sentiment.
What, that they keep changing the design and it's starting to get annoying?
Yeah.
Okay. Pushbullet, which I've mentioned before, and Evolve SMS have joined forces to allow users to use their phone SMS from their desktop.
I might be forced to check this out because, as you know, I've looked at AirDroid and I used to AirDroid for a little while, and then I moved over to, went back to Mighty SMS.
What about this one? Pushbullet is a very popular product, and now they're partnering.
Yeah, but it didn't do text messages.
Well, now they're partnering with somebody who does text messages.
Hence I'm going to have to look into this.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy it. Tell me what you think. And here's one especially for you, Jerry. There's now an official Universal Studios Florida application. So now you can download onto your phone and check how long the line is for Back to the Future, the ride.
Yeah, but I don't go to Universal.
Well, you're only a Disney guy?
Pretty much.
But I hear that they're opening more of more Harry Potter. You're not one of those people who likes Harry Potter?
Not so much, no.
Okay.
I mean, there were decent movies. I think the first one was, I really enjoyed, but they just got so dark went on.
I just could never get into that. I like fantasy. I like science fiction. I just could never get into Harry Potter. That was somewhat disappointing because I gathered people were very passionate about it, and I enjoy passionate people.
Yeah, I have a stepdaughter that just is all hotter.
She's a
Harry Potter. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe she wants to go to Universal.
I'm sure she would.
Okay. Well, she can use the app. She can know how long it would take. I hear that they're building a train between two parts of it. In order to do a Harry Potter expansion, it's going to be a Warthog train. And let's see, what else is going on? Oh yes, Amazon added WhisperSync for voice into its Amazon Kindle app for Android.
Is that... Yeah, it's Audible. Okay.
Well, basically, because it's Audible.
Automatic reading was just kind of lame. But the Audible books are kind of nice.
Well, what happened was this. When the early Kindles came out, they had, read the book in a automated voice. And a lot of publishers didn't want that because they couldn't charge for that feature. And also, who wants to hear reading in a mechanical voice? There's no inflection. There's no... So they owned Audible, and they announced, I think it was when the Fire HD came out, they announced WhisperSync for voice, which WhisperSync is their read your book on one device and sync it to all the other devices. WhisperSync for voice is start reading the book on your Kindle, switch over to the audio version of the book that you bought over Audible, and continue listening to the book. And then if you go back to reading the book, it'll remember where you are. So you're at home reading your book, you go out driving, you don't want to stop reading the book, so you switch to the Audible version of the book, which you bought for a small add-on fee, and then you can switch back to the text version of the book. So this has been available only on the Kindle Fire for a little while now, and now it's available on the Android app. Have I confused you, Jerry?
Nope.
Okay. Do you like this idea?
Sure.
Okay. I think when they first offered it, I bought a bunch of, they had these, you know, free add-ons. So I think they were doing, I forget what I have. I think I have, you know, some public domain books that have been read by famous authors that they offered for free for a limited time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time to read, was it A Tale of Two Cities? This is going to bother me. What did I buy on Audible for free? Although if you buy it for free, are you actually buying it? Do you have an opinion on that one, Jerry?
No.
If you buy something and you are not charged, are you in fact buying something? You're saying no?
I would say yes.
Okay, well, I'll look it up later. Anyway, that brings us to the end of the program. Unless you have some suggestions about what I do with a Moto G that can't be activated on its home network, maybe I can get one of those Logitech things and make it my remote control. Or I thought about sending it to Canada. Nah.
Yeah? Why would you do that?
Well, I keep hearing that Robbie Ferguson, who we give the $2 a month for him hosting our stream, wanted to try developing for an Android device for an app for his show, but he doesn't have a current device. I did send him an old device, but he said that it broke, which wouldn't surprise me as I fished it out of a donation bin for him. Now somebody, you know, was like this piece of junk. But I thought about it. I may do that at some point. It's just the taxes across the border. And then you have to fill out customs paperwork, and I hate going to the post office. I'll see. I'm still going to play with it for a while. I'm just disappointed I couldn't give it as a gift. Oh, well. Maybe I'll still find a way to use it or give it as a gift to somebody else.
Maybe.
Well, we'll see. It's nice to have something around to fiddle with for a while. Not that I don't have enough to fiddle with here. There's always something to do. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our program for this week. I expect, would be back next week, Jerry. Do you have anything planned for the 23rd?
Well, yes, of course.
I meant other than the show.
Oh!
I meant at 10 o'clock that day, do you plan on being available for a show?
I did.
Because I know you said earlier today you got distracted and did not realize it was nearly 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. Do you want me
I'll be fine.
No, I'm saying,
I happen to be working on a project. And
no, I'm saying, do you want me to send you like a 5-minute warning or saying, Jerry, by the way, it's nearly 10 o'clock?
No. Okay. Did we started the show on time?
Yeah.
Didn't we?
I'm just asking.
With me?
I'm happy to be considerate and remind you if you're occupied with a project.
No, you call a couple minutes early. And I mean, right now, World Cup's kind of a big deal for us, and it's a lot of pressure. And I'm, you know.
Well, good luck with the World Cup. Are you rooting for anybody who's winning?
Well, USA won today. Germany won today. I'm not too happy about that. Spain lost a couple days ago. I'm not real happy about that. Costa Rica won. I'm completely friggin' surprised by that.
Hopefully the ultimate result will be something you're happy with.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
Well, I'm just excited about tomorrow. I'm going to a concert. I don't get to many concerts.
Gilbert and Sullivan?
No, it's a concert at and dinner at the Yiddish Artists and Friends Actors Club. They're sponsoring an evening with Zizel Stepovich and his Klezmer Orchestra.
Okay.
I can honestly say that that's nothing I've ever done before. Have you ever gone to an event at the Yiddish Artists and Friends Actors Club and seen Zizel Stepovich and his Klezmer Orchestra?
Not this year.
Well, I've never done it in my entire life, and I thought it might be an interesting change.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy.
They even have an Emmy Award winner as the Master of Ceremonies. That usually indicates somebody's entertaining, if they won an Emmy. At least I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I guess that brings us to the end of our program for this week. Just to cover some of that housekeeping stuff, we're available on, I will even combine it into a shorter sentence, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, as Android Buffet, using whatever appropriate URL naming scheme that particular site uses. Barring that, if that doesn't work, of course, there's androidbuffet.com. We have contact forms there. We have an email address at podcast@androidbuffet.com. We have a testimonial page where we're happy to get testimonials if somebody feels testimonial-like. And let's see, does that cover everything, Jerry? Oh, yes. We are involved in the Tech Podcast Network. I haven't heard much from them lately, but I should drop them a line because they do they do a lot of nice things.
Do they?
Well, you know, the whole idea of having a network, at least in the sense of them, is, you know, community. Admittedly, you know, there are more active communities and less active communities. But the whole idea is that a group of people who share something in common come together. So in this case, it is that everybody who is part of that particular community has a tech podcast, right, Jer?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you're a part of that community, and I'm a part of that community, and we're all a part of that community if we have a tech podcast. And we fill out the paperwork. There's a form. You know, they won't just let anybody in. So we will be back next week for another exciting episode of the show, assuming we're both here, which I'm expecting us to be. And any final words, Jerry, before we conclude for the evening?
Let me think. Yeah, no.
Okay. There's a motion on the table to adjourn this podcast. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. The ayes carry.
Yes. Nobody seconded the motion.
Well, again, we did have essentially a effective majority since I did not nay. Also, technically, if I'm acting as the chairman, then you would be the only individual there. Therefore, there was 100% I. Therefore, there was no need to second the motion as 100% of the voting public voted for the motion. Either way, the motion carries. Podcast adjourned.